it's bad news. Hazel...
I know. Now I know.
What do you mean?
Well, as you came through the grass just now, there was a fourth rabbit behind you, limping and covered with blood. I ran out to see who it was, and there were only three of you.
Yes, me and Haystack. Mm-hmm. Clover.
Men came after us.
And they shot Hazel. They shot Hazel.
But they didn't kill him.
What do you mean?
Believe me, Hazel's not dead. I saw him with you. Oh, yes, there's blood and he's wounded, but he's not dead. He's lying out there somewhere. Come on, we must tell the others and get a rescue party together. Hazel needs us.
Watership Down by Richard Adams. Dramatised for radio by Neville Teller. With music by Chris Leslie.
What is it, Kehar?
I see Mr. Hazel. I see him.
Where? Where is he?
In ditch, Mr. Dandelion. He lie in ditch at bottom of hill. He look bad.
Right, everyone. Kehar, where? You show us where. Yeah. On our way.
Hazel! Hazel! Over here. Hazel, old fellow. We're here. Thank Frith we found you.
The farm men. One of them shot me. It's my leg.
You get black stones out.
How do you mean?
All of us with Gorman is coming little black stones. You take out black stones, you get better. I know. You let me.
All right, Kihar. Take a look.
Mr. Hazel, you're lucky. It's just a few. But now is more bleed.
Thank you, Kia.
You wait maybe 2 days, then good like before. Huh? Now those rabbits up there, all wait. Wait for Mr. Hazel. I tell him. Huh? Yeah? I tell him. He come. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good, okay.
Goodbye.
Bad as things turned out for you, Hazel, you did better than we did. At least you and Dandelion brought 2 does back to the Warren, and we barely managed to get back here with our lives.
Oh, you mustn't blame yourself, Holly. At least you're all back safe and sound. Who could have guessed the dangers you'd have to face in this... What's it called again?
Ephrafa. Oh, what a place. It's a huge Warren, much bigger than our old one. And the Owsler have every rabbit in the place under strict control. They can't call their lives their own.
But what sort of chief rabbit would allow that?
Oh, there's no chief rabbit as such. Ephrafa is ruled by a military type called Woundwort. General Woundwort. He's a grim customer. Big as a hare, and all he thinks about is blood and fighting and killing. We were captured by an Owsler patrol as we approached Ephrafa and taken before the council. General Woundwort simply ordered us to be assigned to an Owsler unit, and we were marched off. Well, heaven knows how we managed it. But once we were clear of the main warren, we turned on the guards. Now, we were fighting close to the metal road that Kihar told us about, and the Owsler pretty well had us beaten, but I think Frith must have been watching over us. He sent one of his great messengers. They had pushed us, one by one, over the edge of a bank, and they were just about to come down after us to finish us off, when all of a sudden... I don't know what happened to the Ephrafans. Either they ran away, or it cut them down, but suddenly it was gone, and we were alone. So we made our way back home.
Quiet, please, everybody. Quiet! Now, you nearly got rid of me when I went down to the farm the other day. I know how disappointed you must all be. So, I've decided to go a bit further next time, and I want some of you to come with me.
Where to, Hazel?
Ephrafa. And we'll bring back as many does as the Warren needs.
But how on earth?
Blackberry and I have a plan.
Yes, and it doesn't involve all of us actually going into Ephrafa.
So I hope we shan't have to fight them, though that's always a possibility. Now, Blackberry and I are definitely going. Who's coming with us?
Well, I'm certainly going. And you'll come, won't you, Pipkin?
So will I. And we'll have Kahar with us too, if that appeals to you at all.
I want to go back there. I hate that General Woundworth and his council. And anyway, I'll be able to show you the way.
Thank you, Silver. And if anyone else wants to join us, they're more than welcome. But there's enough already. So, come what may, first thing tomorrow morning, I'm leading an expedition to Ephrathah. Tell me, Silver, how far do these Ephrathan patrols go out? Are we within their range yet?
I think we must be.
We must try to avoid them. What we need is somewhere close to Ephrathah where we can hide.
Perhaps Kehar can help. Hello there!
Hello, Kehar. Any news of Holly?
Oh, he said. He say you'll never come back. What do you do now, Mr. Hazel?
Oh, this is where you start helping us, Kehar. Uh-huh. We need a place to hide as near the big warren as we can safely get.
It's only one thing, Mr. Hazel. You must go out of sight of the river. Then they not find you.
You mean swim across?
Oh, nay, rabbit no swim. This river is big, deep. Go quick. What is bridge?
Bridge?
Yeah, bridge. Yeah.
And you think that's the best we can do?
Oh, plenty place there for the hide.
Right. To get there, I want to give Ephrathah a wide berth. Silver, do you think you can find your way round to the iron road Holly told us about?
I think so. But we can't make too wide a circle, or everyone will be completely exhausted.
We'll just have to take that risk. There's a moon tonight, so we'll start at Fuinlay.
Over here, everybody!
So, are we to cross the Iron Road, Hazelra?
Yes, at once. Let's put it between us and Ephrathah. I know you're all tired and hungry. But once we're over, we'll be able to feed. Come on.
Mr. Hazel! Mr. Hazel!
Oh, hello, Kehar. Uh-huh. I was hoping you'd turn up.
His rabbit's coming for to find you. He's close.
Oh, curse those Ephrathan patrols. Come on, all of you. Quickly. Over the iron road and down into that wood. Come on. Move!
Are you all right, Hazelra? Your leg looks funny. Is the wound troubling you?
A bit, but I'll be all right. Ah, Kehar. Anything to report?
There's no rabbits here. I think maybe they no like for go across Iron Road.
Good. Is it far to the river, Kehar?
Oh, nay, it's close. In wood. Come, I take you to bridge. Come.
So this is what a bridge is. I don't like it, Fiver. Look at that man-made road crossing the water. And not a scrap of cover all the way over. Do you think we can risk it?
It's no worse than that farmyard and the shed with the hut you went into. In fact, it's much less dangerous. Come on. They're all watching.
All right, I'm coming.
So am I. Wait for me.
This is all very well, Fiver. But what would happen if a Harududu suddenly appeared? What would you do then?
I'd run. Like this.
Come on. Come on, everybody. You all know the plan that Blackberry and I have worked out.
We certainly do.
Yes, a lot turns on you, Bigwig. But I can still see a big problem.
What is all right?
As I see it, there are three things to be done. Get the does out of Ephrathah. Stop whoever's following us, and then get right away so that we can't be found. Well, I'm pretty sure our plan will do the first two things. It's the last one that worries me. The Ephrathans are fast and savage. How can we outstrip them, especially with a lot of does who've never been out of Ephrathah in their lives?
And we couldn't possibly stand and fight them to a finish. There aren't enough of us.
Why don't we go up the river a little way and take a look around? Something may come to mind. But can you manage that Hazelra with your leg?
If we don't go too far. Good idea. Come on.
I fly over. Keep watch.
Did you know about this little bridge, Kehar? It's much more sheltered than the one we crossed last night.
I not know. Not see him.
But it's good, Bridge. No one come.
Let's go over.
Well, Fiver's the rabbit for that. He loves crossing bridges.
I will if you will.
Yes, yes, we'll all go across.
Come on, Bigwig. What have you found over there, Kehoe? It's a man thing. Is it dangerous?
Nay, no dangerous. You not know? His boat. That big water is many, many boats. Men, make them go on water. It's no harm.
Come and see. We can all get in. You know, seeing you sitting there, Blackberry, reminds me of that other wooden thing you found when the dog was in the woods and you got Pipkin and me over the river, remember?
But why isn't this boat thing going along? Everything else in this river's going along. And fast, too. So why not the boat?
He's a rope. You bite him, you go damn quick.
He's right. Look, the rope goes round that metal thing and the other end is fixed on the bank here. If you lured it through, the boat should be free.
And General Woundwort and the Ephraim and Owsler won't have an inkling of where we are.
And they won't be able to follow us either.
Perhaps you better try the rope, Isara. It might be too thick to bite through.
It's not, and it's stretched tight, which makes it easier. You could gnaw through that all right. Oh. So now there's nothing to stop us putting our plan into action. Bigwig, are you ready? Mm-hmm. It all depends on you. Can you start at once?
Why not?
All right. From now on, Bigwig, you take the lead. Send word by Kihar what you want us to do. We'll stay here, ready to back you up. Well, goodbye, old fellow. And may our legendary hero, El Rey Rao, go with you.
Goodbye.
Good luck.
Prisoner at the bar, you have been found guilty by this court-martial. Have you anything to say before I pass sentence?
General Woundwort, sir, I would accept that as officer I see the right flank mark, I had ultimate responsibility for the way they carried out their duties and the fact that the four prisoners...
Silence! Hold your tongue, you miserable wretch! Every officer in this Owsler understands perfectly clearly that Ephrafa will not tolerate failure, least of all in a company commander. You failed to instruct the right flank mark properly in how to guard prisoners under escort. You failed to provide them with a plan of action to counter a possible attempt at escape. As a consequence, Lieutenant Charlock, the mark unit leader, was run down on the iron road by the man-made Hrududu. Worse still, the four prisoners got away.
General, I can't...
Silence! You have failed miserably in your duty. Only one sentence is possible.
Death.
Guards, take the prisoner out and kill him.
General Woundwort, sir.
Yes, Campion, what is it?
We've picked up a Halesi, sir, down by the arch. I've brought him in.
We don't see many vagabonds around here. What was he doing?
Well, sir, he says he's come a long way, especially to join Ephrafa.
He wants to join Ephrafa?
That's what he says, sir. He's a bit out of the ordinary. I'd say he has distinct possibilities.
I'd better see him. Bring him in.
Bring in the prisoner!
Who are you?
They call me Bigwig.
Bigwig, sir.
I can see why. The patrol brought you in, I'm told. What were you doing?
I've come to join Ephrafa.
Why?
Well, it's your warrant, isn't it? Is there anything odd about someone wanting to join?
What can you do?
I can run and fight. I've been an officer in an Amsler.
Fight, can you? Could you fight him?
Certainly. Put him up.
Ow! Sit down! Where were you in an Owsler?
Far off. The warren was destroyed by men, but I escaped. I've been wandering for some time. I heard of Ephrafa, and I've come a long way to join it. I thought you might have some use for me.
Are you alone?
I am now.
Well, you're a likely-looking buck. I dare say we can find some use for you, as you put it. Captain Campion here will look after you for tonight. Tomorrow you'll come before the council. I don't anticipate any difficulty from them about finding you a place in our Owsler. Provided you obey orders promptly and carry out instructions to the letter, you'll get on.
But do they often try to run away?
Not often. Most of them are no trouble. There's one thing the General can't abide, it's disloyalty.
Then why do we post sentries whenever they come up to Silfle?
Because you never know who'll try it next or when.
How'd you check them in after Silfle, then?
Well, we know them all by sight. There are only two entrance holes, and the unit leader sits at each hole. Every rabbit knows which hole to use, and the leader would immediately miss any of his mark who failed to appear.
And once they're down?
We post a sentry at each hole so they can't get up again.
Well, I certainly admire your thoroughness.
You must be hungry. Why don't you go and Silfle now? Then I suggest you talk to some of the mark, and after that go round the sentries, get the lie of the land.
Right, Captain Campion.
I'll see you down in the warren a little later. Show you your sleeping quarters.
Long ago, orange beetles clung to the ryegrass stems. A buck and a doe ran through the meadow. They did what they pleased under the hazel leaves. But the beetles died in the frost. My heart is dark, and I shall never choose a mate again. The frost is falling. The frost falls into my body. The embryos return into my dulled body. I shall never feel the wind blowing again.
That's a sad tale for pretty young does to be listening to.
Sad, but true.
How do you mean?
When does are anxious or unhappy, they can't produce kittens. The embryos melt back into their body. That's what's happening to us here in Ephrafa, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Hazenthle, sir.
And you?
Thithu Thinan.
And your name?
I'll tell you mine if you'll tell me yours.
They call me Bigwig.
Not Big Head. Well, they call me Nelfilta.
Well, Nelfilta, and all of you, listen carefully. Did you hear about the four prisoners who escaped the other day?
You mean when Lieutenant Charlock was killed on the Iron Road?
That's right. Well, those four were friends of mine. They travelled here from our warren, a long way away. Can you guess why?
Why?
To rescue any does who are sick of life in Ephrafa, who want to get away and live in peace and freedom. Does who want to mate with whom they choose and bear their litters alive.
Shh! You mustn't speak like that. If any of those sentries were to hear you...
I don't care. I've come back to succeed where my friends failed.
It's easy to talk. Perhaps they ought to call you Big Mouth.
What do you plan to do?
To bring does out of Ephrafa. As many as I can get to come. I'm not alone, you know. There's quite a group from our warren, not far away. I'll be able to send them a message tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes. How do you plan to manage that?
By a bird. We have a friend called Kihar who's helping us. He's going to fly between me and the others and carry messages.
A bird?
Don't you believe me?
I do. Yes, we all do. Even Nelfilta, don't you?
Then will you join me? And persuade your friends as well. It's a fine life in our warren, I promise you. You can tell stories and Silfle whenever you feel like it. And we're a new warren. We really need you. Ephrafa doesn't.
Thanks for coming, Hazenthle.
I had no choice. When an Owsla officer sends for a doe, she has to obey.
It's to put a stop to just that sort of thing that I've come here. Tell me, how many does will be ready to join and escape?
More than I could count. There's a lot of discontent, but they mustn't be told until a short time before we run, not even Nelfilta. I'm afraid she's a bit silly.
Mm.
And no one can keep a secret in this warren. There are spies everywhere. Mm. The only other doe you can trust is my friend, Thithu Thinan. Mm-hmm. Together we'll gather a really good party to come with us.
Well, if you have the does ready, I'll arrange things so that we can run.
When?
Sunset will be best, and the sooner the better. For the rest, Hazenthle, you must trust me. We've got plans to put off any pursuers, and then we'll vanish. Disappear off the face of the earth as far as General Woundwort and his Owsler are concerned.
But how will we...
Trust me.
I do. I will. Well, if it's to be sunset, it must be tomorrow or the next day. After that, our mark loses the evening Silfle.
Tomorrow it is, then. We make our bid tomorrow evening.
Mr. Bigwig, I think it's not good we talk much, huh? What do you want?
Two things, Kihar. Both at sunset tonight. Mm-hmm. First, our rabbits must be down by the big arch. That's where the does and I will be making for. If we're followed, you and Hazel and the rest must be ready to fight. The boat thing, is it still there?
Hey, all your men no take him. I tell Mr. Hazel what you say.
Good. Now listen, Kihar. This is the second thing, and it's terribly important. You see those rabbits out beyond us?
in the field.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're the sentries. At sunset, you meet me here. Then I'll run back to those trees and go down a hole. As soon as you see me go in, attack the sentries. Terrify them, drive them away. I'll come out almost at once, and after me, the does, the mothers. Then we'll start running straight toward the arch. If we're attacked on the way, can you pile in again?
Yo-yo. I fly at them, so no stop you.
On your way, Kihar. One of the Ousler officers is coming.
Aren't you afraid of those birds?
Not particularly. They attack mice, you know, and rabbit kittens. You were taking a risk feeding there. Why were you so careless?
Here's why.
Ow! Ah! What are you playing at? All right, so you're heavier than I am. But there's more to being an Ephrafan officer than weight. Those birds are dangerous, and it's not the season for them, and that's odd. It'll have to be reported.
Now listen, you two. Get the does together as soon as Silfle starts this evening. By the time I come out, the sentries will be running for cover from Kahar's attack.
And which way do we run?
See that arch? No, beyond the end of the field.
Yes.
We'll make for that. That's where all my friends will be waiting for you.
Right.
Stop for nothing and nobody. I must go. I won't be seeing you now till after we've made our escape. Good luck to you all. Goodbye.
Well, we've got them all up, Bigwig. You can go and silflay yourself now. But be careful.
Thanks. See you soon.
And here comes Kihar. This is it, then. Here we go.
Bigwig!
General Wormwood!
I want a few words with you.
Yes, sir.
Just come back under the bushes, will you? About this white bird in the field this morning.
Oh, yes, sir.
You're not afraid of these birds?
No, sir. I've never heard of one hurting a rabbit.
But they've been known to, for all your wide experience. Anyway, why did you go near it?
To tell you the truth, sir, I think I was trying to impress Captain Campion.
If you want to impress anyone, you'd better start with me. Tomorrow I'm taking out a wide patrol. It'll cross the Iron Road and try to pick up traces of those rabbits who made their escape from us. You'd better come along. Show us how good you are.
Very well, sir. I'll be glad to.
Another thing. I hear you had Hyzenthle in your burrow.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like you to keep an eye on her and the rest of those does. I hear there's a lot of murmuring amongst them. I want to know what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
You're certain Bigwig said tonight?
Aye. I come, but then I see him go off with Big Rabbit. You think he's finished, Mr. Bigwig?
Fiver, what's up? Can you sense anything?
I can't. That place, it's like the bottom of a river. Anything could be happening.
Suppose he's dead. Suppose they're trying to make him tell them everything he
Hazel
knows.
Hazelrat, you won't help him by worrying. Quite likely he's had to sit tight for some reason. Anyway, he won't come tonight. Kihar can go back tomorrow and bring us another message.
But I hate to leave the arch. Just suppose he were to come. Let Silver take the others back. I'll stay.
You couldn't do any good by yourself, Hazelrat, even if your leg was all right. Come on. Do come back with us all.
All right. Silver, we're giving up for tonight. We must get them all back over the river before it's completely dark.
Hazelrat, it is going to be all right, isn't it? Bigwig will come tomorrow.
Of course he will. And we'll all be here to help him. But I'll tell you something, Silver. If by any chance he doesn't come, I'm going into Ephrafa myself.
And I'll come with you, Hazelrat.
Come up quickly, all of you! Silflay time!
What's the matter with all these does today?
Bad temper this morning, Captain. Brace up. You may have a surprise soon. Who knows?
What do you mean?
Does might grow wings and fly. Cheerio, Captain.
I wonder what she... For Frith's sake, there's that dratty white bird again. What's it keep coming here for?
Why does it worry you? It's not doing any harm. Only looking for snails.
Anything that is out of the ordinary is a possible source of danger. That's what the General always says. And you keep away from it today, Bigwig. Do you hear? That's an order.
Oh, all right. But surely you know how to get rid of birds. I thought all rabbits knew that.
You're not suggesting attacking a bird that size. His beak's as thick as my front paw.
No, no. It's a sort of charm my mother taught me.
What charm?
You say, oh, fly away, great bird, so white, and don't come back until tonight.
Superstition.
Let's have a go at it anyway. If it doesn't work, we're none the worse. And if it does, the mark will think it was you who drove the bird away. Come on. Oh, fly away, great bird, so white, and don't come back until tonight. There you are.
Let's get this right, Kihar. He told you to attack the sentries while the rabbits were feeding, and then, in the confusion, he'd bring the others out. Is that it?
Yo, he say this, but not happen. This morning he say, come back tonight.
So that's what he still means to do. The question is, will we get there in time?
If you're so worried, why not go now?
Because they're always patrolling. The longer we wait up there, by the arch, the greater the risk. If they found us, they'd give the alarm, and that'd be the end of Bigwig's chances.
Listen, Hazara, why not take them all over the river now and wait near the boat? Then, once Kahar's attacked the sentries, he can fly back and tell us, and we can make for the arch.
Good idea.
But you won't be able to dash to the arch, Hazelra. Not with your leg. The best thing you can do is to get on the boat and have the rope gnawed half through by the time we come back. Silver can look after the fighting, if there's to be any.
I suppose so. Right. Let's get started.
Wake up! Bigwig, wake up!
What? Oh, it's Anthony. What is it?
Something really terrible's happened. Awful. Now Filter's been arrested.
But great Frith on the hill. When?
Just now. Two council police came for her. They must have taken her straight to the council. Oh, Bigwig, what should we do? She'll tell them everything.
We must act fast. There's not a moment to lose. Go and get Thi Thothanang and the others and bring them here. I shan't be here, but you must wait quietly till I come back. It won't be long. Oh, quick now. Everything depends on it.
Right. I'll be as quick as I can.
Good evening, Hyacinthe.
Oh. Evening, Captain Campion.
Glad you're up, Bigwig. It's going to be a whole lot of trouble. That little Donil Filter's been arrested.
But why? Do you know?
Well, I was sure she would be after my report this morning. Whatever she was talking about, they'll get it out of her. Now, look, I've got to go over to the council borough at once. You and Avon's are to stay here and get the sentries on duty immediately. There'll be no Silflay this evening, and no one is to go outside for any reason whatever. All the holes are to be double guarded, is that understood?
Absolutely.
Ow! 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 Please don't hurt.
Let the doe alone, you fool. She can't talk if you keep cuffing her.
And what was to happen then, Nilfilter?
Hyacinthe said a big bird would attack the Owsla sentries, and then we'd run away.
A bird? Is this the truth? What sort of bird?
I don't know. The new officer. She said he told the bird that...
Campion reported something about a bird.
Sir! General Woundworth, sir! The new officer, Bigwig, he's gone! And he's taken a crowd of the marked those with him. Goodness knows how many have joined him.
Emblia Frith, I'll blind him when I catch him. Campion, gather every jackrabbit of the Owsla you can find and follow me.
Run, everyone. Run for your lives.
Behind us. Look, it is General Woundworth. Oh, we're done for.
You're not. You go on. Hyacinthe, take them down to the arch. The others will be waiting. I'll stay here. Oh, go on!
Spy! Traitor! No need to take him back to Ephrafa. We'll deal with him here.
You crack-brained slave driver. I'd like to see you try.
Right, that's enough. Campion Verdain, put him down. The rest of you, get after those does. Round them up and start getting them back to the warren.
Frith sees you, Woundworth. You're not fit to be called a rabbit. May Frith blast you and your foul Owsla.
Never mind, Campion. I'll deal with him myself.
Get
out, Kihar! Keep it up!
Beat him off him!
Goodbye, Woundworth! Goodbye!
Onto the boat, everybody, quickly! Pipkin, help those does! Come on, Fiver! Where's Bigwig?
There! There! He's coming!
They're after me! Kihar's doing his best, but they're not far behind!
Come on, Bigwig, you're the last! Yes! Now, one last bite on this rope.
We're off! We're clear! Sit tight, everybody! Goodbye, Woundworth! Goodbye! And good riddance! Yes!
Mr. Hazel! Watch out! Bridge! Bridge!
Kihar's right! Bridge ahead!
We can't get through those arches!
We're gonna crash! Watch out, everybody! Watch out!
What's happening?
Great Frith on the hill! We're stuck fast!
We're right in the middle of the river! What are we gonna do?
He's finished, boat! You not wait more! Boat soon go underwater!
But how can we get to the bank, Kihar?
Dogs swim, rats swim, you know swim?
Yes, we can swim, as long as it's not far. But we couldn't stop the current taking us down through one of these arches, and we don't know what's on the other side.
Oh, he's good. You get out fine. He's good, other side.
All right, we must take your word for it. Bigwig, those does trust you. It's up to you to get them off safely. The rest of you, follow me.
My sensei, we've got to get all your friends into the water. It's the only way.
One by one, don't you think? Then there'll be no risk of them hurting each other as they swim.
Good idea. Listen, we're all going under that arch and over to the bank on the other side.
Come on, you does, let's show them. If they can do it, so can we. One after another, follow me.
Go! Right!
Quite right, Kihar. It really was easy to get to the bank on the other side of the bridge.
And now you're getting your manners, Mr. Hazel. All go fine now, eh?
But we'd never have done it without you, Kihar.
Oh, yes. We owe it all to you.
What do you do now, Mr. Hazel?
Well, we're going back to our warren if we can get there. Mm.
Then he's finished here now for me. Oh. Yeah. I go to pick water.
Oh. Well, shall we see you again, Kihar?
Oh, when it's winter. Plenty cold. Plenty storm on big water. Then I come back and see you.
Oh, don't forget, Kihar.
Oh, I know, forget. I come and frighten all mothers and little rabbits, yeah? All little piglings, run away! Now I go to big water. Goodbye!
Goodbye, rabbits!
Goodbye,
bye, Kihar. Thank bye. You!
Oh, that big water. I wish I could see it.
We're too strung out. We must keep together. You does at the back. Come on. We'll wait for you. Halt in front there. Halt.
Not much military discipline there, I'd say.
Where'd you spring from? Who are you?
Hazel Ra. It's Captain Campion from the Efrafran Ausla.
Is it? Well, I've heard of you, Campion. I don't know what you're doing all this way from base, but you'd better not try anything with us. As far as we're concerned, our dealings with Efrafra are finished.
Indeed. Well, you may think that, but General Woundworth has other ideas. Every one of those does must come back with us.
Campion, you're not a fool. Unless you've got more rabbits with you than I can see, we're far too many for you. Silver, Blackberry, take the does and go on. The rest of us will join you soon.
Come on, does.
Now take your patrol, Campion, and go. No, don't speak. Go. Right, everybody. Now, for the final leg. And then we're home.
back. Welcome home.
Hello, Strawberry. Ah, Holly.
Well, Hazel, I never thought I'd see you again.
Shows how wrong you can be.
Oh, welcome home. But where are the others?
And the does? Did you get any does?
Oh, yes, Strawberry. We got a lot of does. And here they come.
Holly, Strawberry.
Hello. Well, Strawberry, any news?
Oh, the best. Clover's going to Kindle.
Wonderful! Yes. She'll be the first.
And some of the field mice are reporting a whole lot of new rabbits on the other side of the down.
Long grass rumours. These little creatures say anything and change it five times a day.
You may be right, Bigwig, but I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'd go myself, but I've got no speed with this leg. Holly, will you take Silver and find out what's going on?
Right away. Come on, Silver.
Right.
Hazel, run!
Hello, Haystack. What is it? What's happened?
It's Clover. She's had her litter. Oh. All good, healthy kittens. Three bucks and three does.
Oh, wonderful news, Haystack. See that everybody knows, and especially all our new does.
Oh, I will. Oh, it's so exciting. The first birth in our new warren. Oh, great. Frith up a tree.
It looks as though we really are going to live a natural life again at last, doesn't it? Oh, what a summer it's been. I keep dreaming. I'm back in Effrafra, you know. It'll pass, I suppose.
I hope we can all put Effrafra behind us. All the same, Bigwig, we do need a really good Owsler. Mm. I'm looking to you to produce one for us.
I'd like that. Hey, Hazel, what about going down the hill to the fields? Corn's been cut. There should be good pickings.
Not just yet. I want to hear what Holly and Silver have to say when they come back.
Frith in a pond. There they are, racing straight down the open track. And without cover.
There's something wrong. What's up? What's happened?
Get the holes filled in. Get everyone underground. There's not a moment to lose.
What is it? Is it men?
It's Effrafans. The coombe's full of them. Campion's there. I'm off to tell the others.
I think General Woundwort's come for us, and he's brought his army with him.
Well, if I'm for the Black Rabbit, there's one or two from Effrafra will come with me.
Well said. I'm with you.
Whatever happens, I'm not going back to Effrafra, I'll tell you that.
Good for you, Strawberry. But Holly's right about stopping the holes. It's the best thing to do. We fill the holes in, good and thorough. Then they have to dig us out.
Yes, the warren's deep. It's under a bank. It's got tree roots all through and over the top. They'll have a real job.
Right, everybody, fill in the holes.
Yep, come on.
Come on! That means everybody.
Hazel!
Don't!
What are you doing? Hazel, where are you off to?
I'm off to talk to General Woundwort, if I can get hold of him. You're chief rabbit till I come back. Keep them at it.
But Hazel, wait a moment. It's not safe.
Shan't be long.
Outnumbered? What sort of an excuse is that, Campion? Now you've lost us the element of surprise. If there were too many of them for you, you shouldn't have shown yourself. Once you did, you should have taken them on and killed them.
Sorry, General. Afraid they were a bit too quick for me.
It may not make all that much difference in the long run. Hello. Who are you?
You're General Woundwort, aren't you? I've come to talk to you.
You! Sir, I've seen this rabbit before.
Did Bigwig send you?
I'm a friend of his. I've come to ask why you're here and what you want.
Were you on the riverbank during the storm?
Yes, I was there.
Well, what was left unfinished then will be finished now. We are going to destroy you.
You won't find it easy. You'll take home fewer rabbits than you brought. We'd both do better to come to terms.
Very well. These are the terms. You give back all the does who run from Effrafra, and you hand over that spy and traitor Bigwig.
No, we can't agree to that. I've come to suggest something altogether different and better for all of us.
Different?
A rabbit has two ears, two eyes. Our two warrens ought to be like that. Together, not fighting. A lot of your rabbits are unhappy now. Think of those does who came with us. We could make other warrens between us, with rabbits from both sides. We could start one between here and Effrafra. This way you'd soon see a difference. Rabbits have enough enemies as it is. They oughtn't to make more among themselves. A union between free, independent warrens. What do you say?
What do I say? I say I haven't time to sit here talking nonsense. You're in no position to bargain.
Shall I kill him, sir?
No. They've sent him to ask our terms. Let him take them back.
Go and tell Bigwig that by Nefrith tomorrow he's to be waiting with the does outside your warren. If they're not there, then in my own good time, I'll tear the throat out of every buck in the place. Go on, get out!
They started digging above our heads.
That's the obvious thing for them to do. They keep at it long enough, they'll fall right down among us.
And we'll be waiting for them.
You might be, Bigwig. But think of these does. Think of Clover and the little one.
They'll take us does back to Ephrafa. Frith alone knows what the Warren police...
Now, stop that. The bugs aren't talking like that. Why should we?
Sorry.
I don't know about you, but I'd rather be here now as we are than safe in Ephrafa.
Hazel, a word.
Yes. Listen, when the roof breaks, they'll come down into this end. Why don't we get everybody back into the sleeping burrows behind and block the runs that lead to them?
But that'd only hold them back for a little while. They'd soon break through.
They'd find me there when they do. And one or two more besides. I shouldn't wonder if they didn't decide to go home.
You're right, Bigwig. Let's prepare a little reception. Tell Silver and the others what you want and get them started. Hello, Viper. Aren't you working?
No. No, I'm listening.
To the digging up there, do you mean? They're getting closer.
No, Hazelrath. No. There's something I'm trying to hear. Something. Oh, it's close. Ah, a dog. I hear a dog.
There's no dog.
A dog barking and running. Running up the field. Death in his eyes. Blood on his muzzle. Oh, such slaughter. Like a wire around my neck. Like a wire.
Fiver, old fellow. Wake up!
Bigwig,
come over here a minute. What's happened? Fiver's seen something, and it's given me an idea. I want Blackberry and Dandelion to come with me.
You're going somewhere?
No time to explain. As soon as we've gone, you're to block this run and get everyone back behind the wall you've made. If they break in, hold them up as long as you can. Ella Ray Ra has shown me what to do.
At least tell me where you're going.
Back to the farm, to gnaw another rope.
Sir!
Yes, Campion?
Reporting three rabbits seen running over the down to the north. Still too dark to be certain, sir, but one of them could have been that lame rabbit who came to see you.
I'll let them go. It'll be three less to deal with when we get in. Get on with the digging.
Sir.
Now, Blackberry, this is where we leave you. You know what to do.
I think so, Ezra.
When the time comes, don't break too soon. Have you got your line clear?
Yes. But there's no cover from here to the iron tree. I'll have to run without a check.
I know. It can't be helped. If it gets too tough, turn for the hedge and keep popping in and out of it. But whatever you do, you must get back to the warren. It all depends on you, all right?
I'll be all right.
Come on, Dandelion.
Take care, you two.
Frith be with you.
We're in time. The brute's still asleep. Now, Dandelion, listen carefully.
Yes, sir.
Because there's no room for mistakes. You lie in the grass just there, opposite the kennel. When I've gnawed right through the rope, you'll see it fall. If the dog's not awake by then, it's up to you to rouse him and make him chase you down to the road. You're very fast, so make sure he doesn't lose you.
I'll be careful.
The vital thing is to lead him to Blackberry. That's all that matters. Understood?
Understood, Hazelrath. But what about you? You won't be able to run far with that leg of yours.
Don't worry about me. I can get on top of that kennel. That's all I need to do. Stay put. See you back in the warren.
Nearly through. Not long to go.
Frith, it's the farmyard cat.
Bite through the rope, Hazel, quick! I'm through!
Wake up, dog. Wake up! Off you go, Dandelion.
Good luck!
Can you make out what's below? Is it a run or a burrow we're coming to?
We're fairly sure it's a burrow, sir. We think it's quite a big space down there.
How many rabbits are in it, do you think?
Well, sir, we can't hear any at all.
but they may be keeping quiet, waiting to attack us when we break in.
Well, now let's keep them in suspense. I'm going to push out the bottom of the hole and go straight down into the burrow. Campion, you come behind me and bring your unit with you.
Sir.
Groundsel, you wait in the shaft.
Sir.
When we know where we are and what we're doing, you can bring a few more in. Is that understood?
Sir.
And best of luck, sir. Oh,
this is very fragile. One kick. I'm in. Campion, down you come, with your team.
Are you all in?
We're in, sir.
Well, come over here.
See this wall? Most of it's hard earth that's never been dug. But here, look, and here, there are piles of soft stuff. I'd say that runs leading through the wall have been filled up very recently.
Quite agree, sir.
Well, get digging. Put two rabbits on it, if I'm right. Bigwig and the rest of them are on the other side, terrified of what's in store for them. And with very good reason.
Silver, I need your help. When Wormwood breaks through our south wall, I'll have to fight him. If he's able to use his weight against me, I'm done for. I must hurt him right at the start, before he expects it. But how?
The trouble is, this warren wasn't dug to be defended. Our old warren was. Holly once told me that the slack run was made so that we could get right down beneath an enemy and come up where he wasn't expecting us.
But that's it. That's exactly what I'll do. Look, I'll dig myself into the floor of the run, just behind this blocked opening. Then you cover me with earth.
Yeah, but supposing they break through further down?
You must try to make them do it here. When you hear them on the other side, make a noise. A bit of scratching or something. Just above where I am.
I'll do it.
Right then. Help me dig. We'll see how Woundwort reacts to being ambushed.
Come on. Aren't you through yet?
Any minute, sir.
Can you hear anything on the other side?
There are rabbits there, sir. If I'm not mistaken, we'll break through right onto them.
Not we, Campion. Me. I'll be first to that wall. A carrot to a daisy bigwig will be waiting. Start up how much longer?
We're there, sir. All you need to do is push.
Right. Then you two, out of the way. Sir. And you, Campion. Right. Right. Where are you? Bigwig?
Wormwood! I got you, Wormwood! Don't you like a taste of your own medicine?
I'm not finished yet!
But you will be! Back you go, Wormwood! Back!
He's turning tail! Bigwig, he's leaving!
Not without me, he's not. I'm going after him. Won't be long!
Bigwig!
Hooey, General! You'll find it much harder to push me back down the burrow from here.
Just go and finish him off, Campion, will you? He won't give you any more trouble.
You're asking me to fight him, sir?
Well, just take him on for a few moments. I want to start then getting that wall down in one or two other places. Then I'll come back.
If he's too much for you, sir, then I wouldn't stand a chance.
You coward! If my authority goes, where will yours be in half a day, huh? You're the most hated officer in Ephrafa. That rabbit's got to be killed.
Why throw your life away, Bigwig? You're too good to be killed. Come back to Ephrafa. I promise you the command of any mark you like. I give you my word.
Another of your tricks, Wormwood. You must be dreaming. In any case, my chief rabbit has told me to defend this run. And until he says otherwise, here I stay.
This chief rabbit?
He's not the biggest...
A stronger rabbit than Bigwig? Where is he? What's he doing? General...
Keep your nerve, Captain. Look, we'll leave Bigwig where he is. But every one of our rabbits must be sent underground to dig, and every blocked gap in the wall must be open. Who the devil's that?
Woundwort.
That's my name. Oh, in the name of a black rabbit are you?
Woundwort. I'm sorry for you. With all my heart. But you can't blame us. You came here to kill us, if you could.
Can't blame you? For what?
For your death, Woundwort. Believe me, I'm sorry for your death. And the death of your rabbits.
Run! Run for your lives! Run, all of you!
Come back, you fools! Come back and fight, cowards! Traitors! Not one of you is worthy of me! Traitors!
Lucy? Lucy? Oh, what you got there, then?
Rabbit?
in your nightdress and I'll catch your blooming death. What do you want with him, then?
Gonna keep him.
Oh, you ain't.
Bad, he's nice.
He won't be any blooming good to you. You put him in hutch, he'll only die. And you can't keep wild rabbit.
But Cat's been at him, Dad, and he's real bad.
Cat's only doing his job, then. You ought to let him finish, be rights.
But I don't want him to die, Dad. I just want to show him to doctor.
A doctor's coming to see your mum, not a darn rabbit.
But, Dad...
All right. Now, look, you get some clothes on, and then you can put him in the hutch where you used to keep them rabbits of yours. Oh, come on, Lucy, girl. Give him to me a while. I'll hold him for you.
Thanks, Dad. And then I'll get a bit of breakfast up to Mum.
Good girl. Lucy, did you see the dog?
No, Dad. Where's he gone, then?
Bust his rope and off. I know that old rope we're getting on like, but I didn't reckon he could bust him. If he turns up again while I'm off in Newbury, you'd best tie him up proper.
OK, Dad.
Lucy?
Hello, Dr. Adams.
Is that your dog trailing down the lane?
Bob! Naughty thing. Yes, he's been off, Doctor. Never so worried about him.
Something's been fighting with him, I think. His nose is scratched quite badly. It looks like some kind of a bite on his leg.
Come here, Bob. We'll just tie him up. Doctor, I got a rabbit this morning. Walden. Took him off the cat. Only, I reckon he's her. He's in the shed. Would you see him?
Well, I think I'd better see Mrs. Kane first, I think, don't you?
Here he is, Doctor. Mm. Poor little thing.
Well, there's not much the matter with him, as far as I can see. Is there, old man? Nothing's broken. Something funny about this hind leg, but that's been done some time. It's more or less healed, or as much as it ever will. The cat's scratched him across here. Look, Lucy, see?
Oh, yeah.
But it's nothing much. He'll be all right.
No good to keep him, though, would it? In hutch, I mean.
Oh, no. He wouldn't live shut up in a box. If he couldn't get out, he'd soon die. No, I should let the poor chap go.
Dad'd be ever so mad, though, if I was to let him go anywheres round here. He always says one rabbit means 101.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got to go a few miles up the road to see an old lady at Cole Henley. If you'd like to come along in the car, you can let him go on the down, and I'll bring you back before dinner.
Oh, Dr. Adams, thanks ever so. I'll just go and ask me mum.
Well, this is as good a place as any. You can't do a lot of harm here. Right, Lucy, time to say goodbye.
I'll just take him to the verge, Doctor. Goodbye, little rabbit. Go on. Go and find your friends. Goodbye.
And that, my little bucks and does, is the true story of how we started this warren here on Watership Down many seasons ago. Wicked General Woundwort has never been seen from that day to this. Some say he was the first victim of the farmyard dog. Others say he fled in shame. I once asked Kihar on one of his visits if he'd look out for Woundwort, but he said, I no see him, I no want I see him. But without him, Ephrafa soon changed, and today it's a happy place for rabbits to live in. And you all know that the new warren on the belt is half Watership and half Ephrafan, and that we all live in friendship and peace with each other. And that's the way the world should be, young bucks and does. Don't you agree? Hello. Do I know you?
I think you do, Hazelra.
You seem familiar, as if I'd known you all my life. Do you want to talk to me?
It's what I've come for. To ask whether you'd care to join my Ausler. You'll enjoy it. And I think you're ready.
Am I? Yes, I think I am.
Why don't we go along now? Come on. Come with me. Don't bother with your body. You won't be needing that anymore.
No, I don't. But my rabbits...
You needn't worry about them either. You remember Frith's promise to Ellery Ra. They'll be all right. Trust me. Come along. I'll show you what I mean. Come on, Hazel Ra. Come on.
Coming. Coming.
Watership Down by Richard Adams. Hazel was played by Simon Chandler. Bigwig by Stephen Tomlin. Kehar by Christian Rodsker. Fiver by Tom George. And General Woundwort by Robert Lister. Ben Crow was Campion. Ian Brooker, Blackberry. Peter Meakin, Dandelion. Sean Connolly, Silver. And Graham Padden, Dr. Adams. The Does were played by Susan Jeffrey, Alison Belbin and Felicity Jones, who also played Lucy. The music was arranged and played by Chris Leslie. Watership Down was dramatised for radio by Neville Teller and directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.